What's up, everybody? How y'all doing today? Thanks for joining into the group. If you haven't already, go ahead, like and subscribe. Share this with someone. If you're watching on YouTube or if you're watching from our public page, go ahead and share this with a family or a friend right now. Sharing is caring. It's that easy. It's that simple. If you haven't already, like I said, go ahead and like and subscribe to our YouTube, you guys. Young Money Muggles, all things business, God, and family. We help with personal development, relational things, finance, and of course, business. If you haven't already, go ahead and click onto our Patreon, Young Money Muggles, and you can support us there. And once you support us there, you gain access to a bunch of free books, free content that I have in there. If you're looking for Think and Grow Rich and certain things, you can get it for as low as a dollar, you guys, all right? So join our Patreon, join the Muggle Vault. Gain access today, and don't forget, we do have merch. We do have Muggle merch, Young Money Muggles. You can wear our clothing. All right, you guys, Young Money Muggles. You can wear our clothing, and we have it on Shopify as well as Amazon. And like I said, when you go on Patreon and you support us on Patreon, okay, you can go from supporting as low as a dollar all the way up to $39.97. Okay, when you do $39.97, you have access to business templates, one-on-one calls with me and my team. You get access in a first, like a first head start, launch to helping you grow your business or your brand. Okay, you guys. So join the movement today. Like I said, subscribe, like, and subscribe. Sorry, drinking this lemon water today. But I'm going to take it slow today. This is going to be a lengthy video and a lengthy podcast. So if you are listening on the podcast, today we are going to do some deep work, okay, you guys? And if you have time, grab your pens, grab your papers, because we know what? Note takers are history makers. Yes, you guys, note takers are history makers. Yes. So we're talking today about productivity over activity. Okay. And I know you guys are probably like, what? Isn't that the same thing? Why are we talking about this today? Blah, 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 blah. But I told you guys, I'm not with the whole fame and glamour of things, okay? Social media, you can front, but I'm not going to teach you anything that I haven't learned myself, okay? I'm not going to teach you anything that I haven't walked through myself. So today, we are going to talk about how to stay productive, ways you can stay productive, ways you can still, yes, have activity going on, but it's in a way that is still productive and conducive to the outcome that you want in your life. Okay, you guys? Yes, I know you see in the comments. Yes, in the comments. I got some AirPods today, child. The missus got them for Christmas for me. Thank you, Lord. So, I'm joining the team. I'm upgrading. The team yelled at me and said I needed a Mac. I got a MacBook. They kept saying I needed AirPods to make it easier to record, etc., etc. Now I got AirPods. But back on, back to the topic, back to the topic. Understanding you guys, okay? How to remain productive, okay? We need to remain productive. Where's my holes? I just had a tickle in my throat from, I guess, all this weather changing. I thought I had a hole still. All right. But you guys, we have to remain productive, okay? We have to learn how to focus, okay? What does focus stand for? Focus on one course until successful, all right? You must learn. Focus on one thing first, okay? Once you master that, once you get it down packed, once you get it good, then you can move to the next level, then you can move to the next step. So this is how you produce productivity in your life. Instead of trying to I understand it. I get it. I do it too. We have this big vision. We have this big dream for our life. We have this big outward picture. So we want to do this. We want to do a little of that. We want to make sure this is happening. We want to make sure that is happening. And then we get into a chaos and we get into a disarray because we aren't focused, okay? And then when we aren't focused, mistakes happen. We're all not perfect, okay? So we're all subject to mistakes, okay? Mistakes happen for all of us, but we should be learning from our mistakes. And the gift of impartation is that I get to learn from my mistakes, and hopefully you can learn from my mistakes and not have to make the same decisions, okay? So learning how to remain productive. My leader, when I first got to this new church that I was at, my leader told me, I was telling her all these things I wanted to do, all these ideas and fantasies, and how I was trying to go into a police academy at that time. I was trying to do all of these things. And she said, focus. Focus on one thing right now. Focus on one thing, get that done, then you move to the next. And at first, it didn't make sense. At first, I was like, okay, I am focused, but all right. And then it took maybe a year. I'm gonna be honest. It took a year where it actually clicked. And I was like, okay, what am I doing right now that isn't working? What are you doing right now that isn't working? Okay. And you really need to do this. This is the top of the year. Do a little bit of inside work. Do a little bit of retrospect. Say, look, okay, what isn't working in my business right now? What isn't getting me the results that I want? What isn't getting me the clientele that I want? Is it the inactivity? Is it the lack thereof? Is it that I'm not going out there and I'm not talking to people? Am I not posting? Am I not asking someone to join my business or asking someone to buy my product? What is it where I am not being productive? Or where is it where we're not receiving any results from it? Okay, you guys? This is important. This is key. This is necessary. Okay. We have to do this real talks with ourselves. We need to have these real talks with ourselves and be realistic. I get it. Social media makes things flashy. Social media makes things blah, blah, blah. But we need to understand what's the reality of our life. What's the reality of the things that we're in? What's the reality of the things that we're going through? Okay. If this is what's going on, how can I get out of this? Or what can I do to change the outcome? Okay. Every action has a reaction. So maybe the actions that you're doing or the lack thereof, like I said, is causing the reactions that you're having. So how to gain productivity. Remind yourself, okay? All my entrepreneurs, all my business people out there, remind yourselves of this one thing. It's the beginning of the year. Keep this in your mind. Business people ask for the sale, period. Okay. Put that in the comments. I see I got some people in here. Thanks for joining. Put that in the comments with me. Business people ask for the sale. If you want to be in business, you have to be comfortable. You have to gut up. You have to get the gall to ask for the sale. How much do you feel that you're worth? How much do you feel that your business is worth? How much do you feel that you can provide? How much value do you think that you can provide to your community? These are the serious questions. And this is how you produce productivity. Because a lot of us, we have a lot of things going on. We have a lot of activity, but then there isn't no productivity. And we want to blame others. That's the first thing. Well, they didn't tell me what to do. Or they didn't show me how to do this. Hello? We are all grown. Or at least the majority of you in the group and the private Facebook group, I don't know about who's watching on YouTube right now, but y'all are grown. Why can't you discipline yourself? Why can't you gird yourself, build your skill set? It's no one else's responsibility. I'm here, like I said, to try to help you learn from my mistakes and give you some more tactics and help with your footing. But at the end of the day, it's still your choice. It's still your choice to grow. It's still your choice to choose to be productive in your day. It's not even noon yet. It's not even 11 yet. And after this video, I'm done for the day. I made a goal. Before 9 a.m., I was going to ask 5 people to join my business. Before 9 a.m., I was going to ask 5 people to buy something from me. I've done it already. I woke up at 6:30. I did all my calls, my motivation. I did my prayer. I did my working out, everything. I've been so productive that now I can chill for the rest of the day. Make sure the activity that you're doing is productive. It doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be drawn out. It doesn't have to be for hours. But when you're sitting down, when you're doing something, it should be impact. When you drop a pebble in the water, what happens? Waves, residual after that. this is what you should be doing. The higher you go, the less work you should be doing, but the more impact you should be having. That's the real entrepreneurship. Y'all be doing all that stuff where y'all get burned out and y'all want to blame other people. No. Discipline yourself. Work systems. This is how you can be productive and still have activity. Have a system. The way you do something, can it be duplicated? The way you're doing it, can you look at somebody else and say, follow this step by step, and they follow it, and then there's actual results from it? Can you see that? If you can see that, if that's something that can happen, implement it as a system, duplicate yourself. People get upset all the time, like, oh, you should be doing this, you should be doing that. No, I duplicated myself. I have so many people. No, I don't need to. I should not be doing all of the work. I should not be going cleaning every house. I should not be going and talking to every client. I should not be going and bringing new clients and a new business in. I should not be the only one. There's so many more of me. I have two hands. I can only do so much. You have two hands. So learn how to create systems so that you can duplicate, multiply. What did we say the other day in the live? Be fruitful, multiply, subdue the earth. That's your three basics in life. We make it so complicated. You want activity? Be fruitful. How can you be fruitful? Learn what to do and be productive and learn how to cultivate your skill. Working in the garden, the only way I get fruit is cultivating my garden. Adding fertilizer, adding things to help grow, adding things to give it strength. As in the natural, so in the spirit. As in the spirit, so in the natural. Learn in your life what you can do to fertilize your life. What skill set do you have? What can you build? What value do you bring to your community? This is what I'm asking you. And then once you bring value to your community, then you can go national, then you can go international, then you can go overseas. I did not want to be international, you guys. Can I be honest just for a second? And put that balloon back in the air. I'll grab it in a second. But let's have a real talk to talk, okay? I just wanted to be cool. I just wanted to be a business owner and make a little money. And, you know, I didn't know that I would have to, it would require me to build my skill set. I didn't know that it would require nights of me not sleeping. I didn't know that it would require days of me trying to train and learn. And even if I didn't get it, continue until I got it. I didn't know that it was going to take nights of, like I said, sleepless nights, waking up, not even waking up, but finishing a job and finishing something, finishing a contract, finishing a deal, and realizing 6 a.m., I go to sleep so we can have the meeting and I can actually close the deal and finish this, actually get this contract signed. There's so many things that people don't realize that's real and that produces the real productivity and the real activity. Like I said, you're doing a lot of other stuff. You're posting, you're dancing, you're doing this, you're telling people what you're doing, but then you're not doing anything productive. Talking to people, asking them for the sale, asking them to help you, asking them to, you know, support you in any way. They can share it. They can like it. They can recommend somebody. They can refer somebody. This is productive activity instead of just sitting around moping, complaining, and doing the same stuff, expecting different results. Because that type of activity, that's a no-go. That's a complete no-go. So like I said, we're going to do a little talking today. We'll do a little deep work. So thanks for joining. Thanks for liking, subscribing. Go ahead and share this with your friends. And like I said, I see some people are in here. Let me know who you are. Say hey. Let me know. Comment. Talk back to me. I'm a preacher at heart, so I need somebody to talk back to me or I'm going to think y'all ain't listening. But yes, you guys, learn how to work and make what you're doing count in that moment. And a lot of you can't even push past that 15-minute mark. When you push past that 15-minute mark and you really focus on something, you will start to get into a stride, okay? And you get into that stride, next thing you know, you'll look up, it's 30 minutes. It's an hour been passed. It's been scientifically proven that when you start to commit yourself to something, if you're, let's say you have to do a test or you have to study or you're trying to ask these people for a sale, commit to it for at least 15 minutes. At least 15 minutes. If you don't believe me, look it up yourself. I don't got nothing. Like I said, everything I talk to y'all about, I've lived it. Okay? So I don't just speak on anything. I speak from what I've lived on and what has worked for me. When you focus on something, when you commit to it, after 15 minutes, you'll find yourself to begin to be motivated to do that thing. Okay? And then you'll continue, and it's like a snowball effect. It gets bigger, 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 bigger. All right? We need to learn. And like I said, it doesn't always have to be so long. 15 to 30 minutes, if you need to get to an hour, that's a way, and a tactic to help you get to that way. But you could be productive in 30 minutes. You could be productive in an hour. You just have to commit. We got to be real with ourselves and commit. Okay? I know y'all don't like that type of gospel. Y'all want it done for you. You want it falling in your lap. You want the microwave. I already know, trust me, because the same type of people are the ones that want to speak on something. How dare you? No experience, or at least no experience in my shoes. You've not walked a day or two in my life. Yet you have so much to say about what I do and how I do it. And oh, trust me, please hear me. I'm okay with for constructive criticism. But I'm talking about those people, they got something to say about everything that you do, and then you look at them and there's no fruit. Okay? I don't do a lot of talking because I let my fruit speak for me. But when I do talking, it's because I want to help. I want to give you value. I want to help you grow. So, productivity over mundane activity. Mundane activity is just waking up, doing the same thing, expecting a different result, not talking to people. Peace, love, and hair grease. Who's that? Let me know who you are. It doesn't tell me. It just says Facebook user. We have to grow, you guys, all right? We have to learn how to commit to building our skill set. This is productive activity. A lot of us, young money muggles, trust me, we get out of high school, we get out of school, we get out of college, and we think, I'm done with learning. I'm over it. Bye. And then next thing you know, you gotta grow. You gotta evolve. You gotta become something better, something newer, 2.0. Hey, Shauna Divine. And you're stuck. You're stuck because it's like, oh, I didn't think that I had to do this. I didn't think I had to do that. We have to be committed to growing our skill set. We have to be committed to taking things to another level. If you want more from your life, you have to reach, expect for more. You have to want more. You have to pursue more. Like I say, a lot of us, we want this microwave. We want this, just pop it, done for us. You got to do the pursuing. You got to do the work. When the international side of things opened up for me, when Nigeria, when South Africa opened up for me, I still had to do pursuing. Yes, I had my leaders and other people to help me and to guide me and to tell me what to say and copy and, follow their systems. But I still had to put in the initiative to now have a team in Nigeria. So, like I said, productivity over mundane activity. We do the same thing over and over, and we want different results. It's insanity. You got to do something different, okay? You got to learn how to grow. And then understand how to not pressure yourself, okay? Sometimes it's as simple as one, two, three. But we make stuff so overcomplicated because we have just so weird expectations and we overcomplicate something. You guys, my team for the longest was trying to get me on OnlyFans. And every time I thought of OnlyFans, I thought of, OnlyFans, y'all. So I'm like, OnlyFans? Y'all crazy. I ain't getting on OnlyFans. What's wrong with you? But then I realized OnlyFans wasn't really created for all of that. So why not tap into a sphere of influence where you could monetize and get money versus doing the same other activity and not getting anything for it? This is how you step into multiple streams. When you start to release yourself from these boxes, these confined boxes of creativity? Royalties. How many of you have your podcasts on iTunes? How many of you have your music or your creations on iTunes? These are easy ways you can monetize yourself. Royalties, getting paid over and over again from something you did one time. A book. For those of you who've been looking for the red light, for the go-ahead, do it. This is productive activity. All the stuff that you post and you write on Facebook and all the things that you do, what if you comprise that into a book? What if you comprise that into an ebook? Come on, we're in 2022, you guys. Productive activity. Productive activity. Learning how to grow. Learning how to grow in things that you're doing. Move from activity to productive activity. So like I said, you're posting all day on Facebook. Start going to your Facebook Messenger and asking people to join your business. Instead of posting all day and doing nothing, do something productive. Ask at least two people. Ask at least one person a day. Ask one person to join your business and ask one person to make a sale. To make a sale. Can you do those two things? Ask somebody to join your business and ask somebody to make a sale. It's that easy. We overcomplicate it. That's productive activity right there. Oh no, I got to do this. I got to have a commercial. I got to go do this. I got to get on a banner. I got to do this. I got to do that. Do you have the money to do that? Do you have the budget? Oh, no. Well, we don't want to talk about that now. Oh, no, no. I don't care about that. I have dreams. I have aspirations. Oh, but we don't want to be realistic. Use what you have to get what you want. That's productive activity. Instead of overexerting ourselves and pushing ourselves past these limits that we didn't need to. I'm going to hit y'all with this one more thing, and then I'm gone. Because I need a halt. Another form of productive activity is being obedient to what God has told you. I know y'all don't like this type of gospel. I done lost all the viewers like that. Listen, being obedient to God, trust me, I'm walking this out. I'm not preaching. I'm preaching to myself as well. Being obedient to God is productive activity. Because what you try to do in your own willpower, and your own strength, God can do with a flick of his finger. God don't even got to move. It's already done according to his power that works what? You guys got to learn how to tap in. We want to do everything in our own willpower. We want to do things with crystals. We want to do things with manifestation. But have you ever decided to let God manifest it for you? He is such a beautiful creator. He's such a masterful a creator. He knows exactly what we need in our lives. And when we obey, when we learn to discipline, when we learn to heed to his voice, whether that's learning to grow in a skill set or saying yes to an opportunity or deciding to be committed to growing and to partner with other people. Whatever happens, because God brings opportunities as well. I know we are expecting him to come down and boom, shaking voice, and I am God, and do this, do that. God shows himself in opportunities. He speaks to you through other things, and you have to open your perspective, open your mindset to see it. A lot of you are, like I said, doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result, and you ain't getting it. So maybe it's time to switch over to some productive activity. Productive activity is praying and seeking God first before you do anything else. So productive. So productive. Like I said, he can do so much more than you can ever do. And when you lay it out for him and you say, God, what do you want for my life first and foremost? What do I need first and foremost? Then you will start to see the things manifest in your life. He will bring it to you. He will give it to you. It's up to you to step into it. It's up to you to walk into it. It's up to you to align yourself. We've talked about this in the podcast. The perfect will, permissible will. And then there's just what you just try to do your own thing. The perfect will of God, the permissible will of God. Some stuff he just allows because he's a good father. He's not going to beat you and smash you over your head as all of you guys think. But eventually he's going to say, okay, it's time to come over here. Do a little of this. I understand that all other people may believe in things of that sort. But the reason why I say be obedient to God is because he's the creator of everything. He's the creator of all. So, love you guys. I'm going to get up out of here. Like I said, it's 11 o'clock now for me. I'm done for the day. I'm about to go chill with my son. He got some Nerf guns. We're going to have a little Nerf war. Maybe watch a new movie. I don't know what I'm going to do. Because I've learned how to tap into OPE and OPM. OPE, other people's efforts. So I have employees right now. I have jobs today. I have clients, but I don't need to go. It's snowing. I'm not going out. But love you guys. Have a good one. Being obedient. Yes, yes. Yes. Yep, universal source. If you, God, in my opinion, God is the universal source. He created it all. So I don't focus so much on just the universe or just manifestation or just attraction or just crystals and all the stuff that people do. I go straight to the source. He owns the cattle on a thousand hills. Oh, I'm okay. Let me get up out of here before I get myself excited. Bye, y'all. Have a good day. Love you. Take care.